بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. In this very short time, my plan is just to convey to you something that will inshallah benefit you and benefit all of us. So it's not really a talk, it's not really a lecture, it's not really a bayan. It's more like a reminder, more like an i'lan. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Kareem says, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. That when the Quran gets recited, be quiet, pay attention, listen attentively, remain silent, so you may attain mercy and so you may be treated with mercy. So in order to receive Allah's mercy, you should become quiet and you should pay attention to what is being recited. This is necessary. This is wajib. Especially if a majlis is conducted for this purpose, like at the start of the usual bayans, talks, reminders, the lectures, conferences, you invite Aqari Sahib to sit down and recite some Quran. It is wajib for the people that are present in that gathering to not fiddle around with their telephone, on their telephones, not to mess about with other things, but observe silence and listen to the recitation of the Qur'an Kareem. This is necessary. And what happens that people, when they do this, they receive the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does that mean? When you forget, Allah ta'ala creates opportunities for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up paths for you. You fall asleep for Fajr Salah and you do not wake up, your alarm's not working, or you forgot to set your alarm off, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wake you up. You are looking for halal sustenance, you were struggling, Allah ta'ala opens up the path. Because the rahmat of Allah azza wa jal is rescuing you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, at young age, when I used to oversee a herd of sheep for the people of Mecca, a flock of sheep, I used to be with my friends. And once a friend of mine said that there is a singer in Mecca and she is beautiful and the songs are beautiful. And people of Mecca used to gather for her when she performed. So my friend suggested, why don't we go and have a nice day out, nice evening out. Both of us could go together. So we decided, okay, one day he will go and I'll go the day after. So he went the first day. And he enjoyed the evening and he came back and he said, really praised her and said, tomorrow's show you must go as well. The Prophet ﷺ said, I thought, okay, fine, I'll go and explore and find out. He says, but when I came to Mecca, I felt a bit tired. So I said to myself, I'm going to have a quick nap late in the afternoon, early evening, and then I'll wake up and go and enjoy the show. The Prophet ﷺ said, I put my head against a rock and I slept until Fajr, until dawn. I'd missed the show. Next evening, I said to my friend, oh, I couldn't go, I was too tired, I fell asleep. He said, okay, fine, you can try it tomorrow. The day after, he says, I tried again and something similar happened. Again, I fell asleep and I just woke up at dawn time, early morning time, I had missed the show. I just couldn't go there. This was the rahmat of Allah Azza wa Jal protecting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he was going to be the chief of the prophets. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously, he was chosen by Allah the Almighty. But when you receive Allah ta'ala's rahmat, what happens is that these kind of things happen to you. The moment you plan to go out, or the moment you plan to sin, Allah ta'ala protects you. Sin no longer remains attractive to you. You do not like to fall into sin. Our Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah alayh, he once wrote to his Shaykh, Hazrat Haji Imradullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayh, and this was after Haji Sahib had insisted that you've done bayat with me for some time. Tell me about your progress. What's happening to you? What are you doing? And tell me about your routine. So Hazrat rahmatullah alayh wrote some details. And one of the sentences that he wrote was, Shariat tabiyat ban gayi hai. Shariat tabiyat ban gayi hai. The Shariat has become my nature. I do not have liking for anything that Allah has declared haram. And things that Allah has made obligatory and fard, I do not have to force myself. Naturally, I want to do those things. Shariat tabiyat ban gayi hai. This is the great rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon anyone. How does this happen? La'allakum turhamun. When you take the asbab of Allah's rahmat, the means through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you attain Allah's mercy. We do not value the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the durood sharif. So one of the things that leads you to that is reciting durood sharif in abundance. Invoking blessings upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Salatu salam in abundance. So when you recite durood on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance, what happens? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَن تُغْفَرْ ذَنْبُكْ وَتُكْفَى هَمُّكْ إِذَن تُغْفَى هَمُّكْ وَتُغْفَى ذَنْبُكْ. Allah will take care of all your worries and Allah will forgive all your sins. This happens through durood sharif, through frequently invoking peace and blessings upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who recites durood sharif, the malaika make dua for him, Allah's rahmat descends upon him, it's up to him whether he wants to read less or more. فَلْيُقِلَّ ذَٰلِكَ أَوْ لِيُكْثِرِ. It's up to you. How much time you want to spend for durood sharif, if you did less, if you did more, what you get is that when you are busy reciting durood sharif, Allah's rahmat comes to you and the malaika make dua for you. It's up to you how much rahmat of Allah you want. So, durood sharif is one great thing. That, and it's not durood sharif, subhanAllah, is another great feature of durood sharif, is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is always accepted. One of our mashaykh, they recommend that people should recite durood sharif as frequently as possible. And for durood sharif, many of us think durood sharif means salat wa salam. As-salat ala nabi, that is what we refer to as durood sharif. As-salat ala nabi, many of us, they think that as-salat ala nabi can only be recited with the long seerah of durood sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. This is the best, this is the top. It has its own special merits and special benefits. But you can recite durood sharif in so many other ways. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba used to ask him as many times, Ya Rasulullah, how should I recite durood upon you? And they used to ask him because this is what they found in the Quran. Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. So they would ask him, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach them. And they would take it home. Our Shaykh Mawlana Islamul Haq Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, he compiled such narrations and such ahadith, and he gathered 100 such different phrases that Sahaba have transmitted from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some are lengthy and long, others are precise and short. It's up to you which one you like. There's one that is quite famous, taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned in the ahadith, وَصَلَّ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ وَصَلَّ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ. Let's say it together. وَصَلَّ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ. Again, وَصَلَّ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ. Subhanallah, I only hear the first two lines. Nobody at the back. You guys are not interested, is it? Let's read it together. وَصَلَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ. Once again. وَصَلَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ. Such an easy phrase, only four words. Wasallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi. Only four words here. It's easy to remember, easy to recite, and something that is taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself from his blessed words. One of the phrase that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended. So wasallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi is an easy one, and there are many more. Our Hazrat rahmatullah alayh, Shaykh Mawlana Yusuf Mutala Sahib Nawrallah Marqadahu, who's ustaz of almost all your imams in Glasgow, almost all of them, they studied under Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, except a few. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali recommended another one. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyi rahmati wa ala ali. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyi rahmati wa ala ali. O Allah, send salat and salam upon the Nabi of Rahmah and upon his family. So he has, subhanAllah, its own, subhanAllah, its own merits. Because he has salat and salam. The other, the phrase, the famous one, وَصَلَّ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ. The word salam is not found in this particular phrase. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى. Though there is word salam found in other narrations, but in this particular one, وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّي, the word salam is not present. So Hazrat suggested to some of the students, some of his close ones, اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ وَسَلِّمْ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الرَّحْمَةِ وَعَلَى آلِ. And وَعَلَى آلِ is also missing from وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّي. And وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّي, be making dua, O Allah, convey peace and on the Nabi, the unlettered one. Great miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Although he was unlettered, not formally educated, yet he is the imam of the teachers and the imam of the intellectuals and the imam of the lawgivers and imam of everything, the wisdom. So this is a great, gave the Quran. People, mashallah, countless professors and academics have tried to explain the Quran Kareem and they struggle. And this is, so Nabi al-Ummi, the unlettered Nabi, is a great miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That here, the phrase, that the other alternative that we find in this one is, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Nabi al-Rahma. The Nabi of Rahmat, the Nabi of Mercy. Now the Nabi of Mercy is again a great title of Rasulullah. Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So what you're actually hinting to the Almighty Allah, oh Allah, treat me with rahmat, treat me with mercy. I'm a Nabi whom you've made and whom you declared a channel of mercy. So through him, I hope that I will receive mercy too. And what happens when you treat it with mercy? I've just explained earlier. You are asleep and Allah Ta'ala's rahmat comes and rescues you. Allahumma waqiyatan ka waqiyat al-wadid. One of our brother friends used to say, okay, some people are so lucky that they go to bed when they go to bed and they are doomed and they're destined to hell. And when they wake up in great fortune. Allah transforms their kismet, their fate. They wake up and they are having, and they wake up in such a case that their kismet's changed, their destiny is changed from being destined to hellfire. Now they become those who are worthy of Jannah and who are heading to Jannah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make every single one of us from such people with such great fortune. I'll just finish here. So let us say read the second rood as well. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyir rahmati wa ala alih. Great Durood Sharif. Make an effort, inshaAllah. When all of us start reciting Durood Sharif, the barakat you will feel in this crowd. You will feel in this masjid. So there are masajid in Leicester where they make effort. In a year, they get 1 billion Durood Sharif recited in their crowd. So everybody makes an effort. End of the year, they get 1 billion. We can at least hope to do 1 million in a year. Is that too kind of ambitious of a goal? 1 million, all of us doing together in 1 year. Do you think this is too ambitious? No, inshallah it's not. If we all make an effort, recite Durood Sharif at least 300 times a day. This is minimum. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ. اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ وَسَلِّمْ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الرَّحْمَةِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ. So easy. What will happen? Every single one of us will receive Allah's mercy. Allah Ta'ala will make provision for our children. Allah Ta'ala will make asbab for our women folk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up the path for the future generations that are associated with this masjid and that are part of the community. Allah will treat entire Glasgow with rahmat and with mercy. And if we make dua, Allah will treat entire Scotland with rahmat and with mercy. But we need to show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we care. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى حَبِيبِهِ سَيِّدْنَا مُحَمَّدُ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.